بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى صدق الله العظيم My most beloved brothers and elders, our youngsters, in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been mentioned, man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi aw sarbihi mu'afan fi jasadihi indahu qutu yawmihi faka'annama hizat lahu dunya bihadafiriha. That person who rises in the morning in this condition, that he has peace, he is safe, he does not have any fear of any enemy regarding himself, fi sirbihi wa dakasra, or his family, fi sarbihi wa the fatha on the scene, with regarding his path, the road, to wherever he is going. So that person who rises in the morning in the condition that he has got no fear, he's not gripped with any fear that some enemy is standing outside his house ready to attack him. Mu'afan fi jasadihi, he has good health, he's got afiyat in his body, he's not suffering any stroke, any disease, he's unable to get up. This is not his condition. He is able, he's mobile, he has health, he has a sound health. Indahu qutu yawmihi, he has sufficient food for the day. Sufficient food for the day. These three ni'mats have been mentioned. He has no fear of any enemy attacking him. He has sound health. He has sufficient food for that day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِرِهَا. It is as though the entire world has been gathered for him. It is as though he owns the entire world. He is a king. Commentators then mention, if this is the condition of a person who has enjoyed these three bounties when he woke up in the morning, then he should be making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that day. And shukr entails that not only he should be making shukr by means of his tongue. Ulama explain, the very first level of shukr is we should acknowledge that every bounty Allah has bestowed us with, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only the fadl, the karam, the ihsan of Allah. It is the grace and favor and kindness of my Allah that Allah has given me all these bounties. So many bounties that I cannot even count and enumerate. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And the second level of shukr is to express this verbally. Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person who reads the following dua in the morning, فَقَدْ أَدَّى شُكْرَ يَوْمِهِ, he has fulfilled the shukr of the day. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik, faminka wahdaka la sharika lak, falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Wallah, whatever ni'mat I'm enjoying today and the rest of your makhluk, it is only from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have got no partners, you are wahid, you are alone. Wallah, all praise is due to you. So he verbally expresses his shukr. And the third level, which is absolutely important, is that his limbs, his body, is in conformance with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He utilizes these ni'mat that Allah has bestowed upon him. He utilizes the ni'mat of the eye, the sight, the hearing, the limbs. Whatever faculties Allah has given him, he uses these things in pleasing his Allah, in the obedience of Allah, who is al-mun'im al-haqiqi. And he does not do those things that will make Allah ta'ala naraz and disappointed and displeased with him. One buzurg was sick. Suddenly he goes and visits him. I said, how are you feeling? He said, alhamdulillah. And then the person says, it is nashukri ki saza. I'm suffering on account of being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person who went to visit him asked him, what do you mean by this? He says, the problem I am suffering from now is that I am unable to relieve myself easily. He had a urine problem. And he could not relieve himself. On account of that, he was experiencing excruciating pain. So when this person asked him, how is everything? He says, I am suffering on account of being ungrateful to Allah. And then this person explained, he says, see, for years of my life, I enjoyed going to the toilet and relieving myself, removing this filth from my body with ease and comfort. Never did it strike me that this is such a great ni'mah from Allah itself, that I have to thank my Allah for it. I took it for granted. Now when I'm suffering and I am unable to relieve myself easily, then it has dawned upon me that what a great ni'mat I was enjoying all the time. And I didn't truly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mat. So he said, na shukri ki saza hai. Brothers, imagine how many ni'mats we are enjoying all the time. And how much of shukr are we making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even verbally. Even acknowledging that, oh Allah, you have bestowed this bounty upon me. And then with our lives, the manner in which we are conducting ourselves, are we showing true shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Imagine a person, you go overseas, you go for Umrah for example, and you buy a nice kurta or you buy a shawl, you buy a scarf, maybe for the imam or some friend of yours, and you give him, and he accepts it, he thanks you for it, he thanks you profusely, and you become so happy that he accepted this gift that I have given him. And so you hope that Friday, Jumu'ah, maybe he will wear the scarf and he will come. But that Friday he wears his normal kurta and he comes. So you think maybe the next Friday, and so you wait for the next Friday. And nothing happens. Then you realize, no, maybe he's waiting for Eid day. And on Eid day, he'll wear the scarf that I have bought for him, and he'll be so, and then he'll make me so happy. Eid day comes and nothing happens. And after some time, you go to his house because there was some dawat. And as you're going to his house and you come to the entrance, you see that same scarf that you had purchased for him, an expensive scarf, and you gave him wholeheartedly, he's actually using that as a rug on the floor for people to wipe their shoes on. How disappointed and displeased you become. You take an oath, I will never ever give such a person a gift again. My brothers and elders, in the same way, Allah has given us so many bounties, and look at the manner in which we are showing our gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to truly thank Him, and to truly appreciate His bounties by obeying His commandments and refraining from all those things that will anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Allama Muhasibi rahmatullahi alayhi, a very great scholar, in one of his masterpiece, Risalatul Mustarshideen, he mentions, وَرَاقِبِ اللَّهَ فِي كُلِّ نَفَسٍ. And be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every breath you take. Every breath you take, ponder and reflect and realize, my Allah is watching me. This is what we need to inculcate. The speaker himself first, and all of us. And this will be a deterrent from us doing those things that will make Allah ta'ala naraz and disappointed with us. If we have this consciousness, we develop within ourselves this state of muraqabah, it is called, muraqabah. This consciousness that my Allah is watching me. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Allah is watching him? Wa huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. He is with you wherever you go. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, the great faqih, the imam, what did he say? إذا ما خلوت الدهر يوما فلا تقل خلوت ولكن قل علي رقيب. When you're all alone one day in solitude and you think I'm all alone, my parents are not there, or perhaps my wife and kids are not there, and for the ladies my husband is not there, the youngster says that nobody is around at home, whoever it may be, you in solitude, you're all alone, and now you are tempted to do some sin. He says, don't say I am all alone. Perhaps there is no makhluk around you. Perhaps your parents and family members, your friend is not there. Walakin qul, but say, alayya raqibu, the one who is watching all the time, he is watching me. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows every movement of mine. He is watching. Think again, the shukr, the ni'mat Allah has given us. You are tempted to go into that site. You are tempted to just press that button and all those things that your nafs is drawing you towards, the pornographic material. Nobody is there. Let me go into it. At that moment, there is a test. There is a muraqabah. That is what we have to reflect on these verses I have mentioned. Reflect on the poem of Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar sahab rahmatullahi alayhi arif billah mentioned, Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, Koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. That which you're doing, hiding, concealing yourself from people of this world, then remember, somebody from above, he is watching you. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is it, this muraqabah. This consciousness, all the time, we have to develop it. وَرَاقِبِ اللَّهَ فِي كُلِّ نَفَسِ. If you look at the incidents in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, Salaf al-Salihin, there are so many incidents depicting, illustrating to us what is muraqabah. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, famous incident. He is patrolling the streets of Medina late at part of the night. He was concerned. He was the Amir al-Mu'mineen. Perhaps somebody is in need. Perhaps somebody is in some problem. Or there's something which is not right. Let me rectify it. And then he takes rest on somebody's wall there. And as he's sitting, he overhears a conversation between a mother and a daughter. And they were the only two people in the family. They had no other breadwinner. So they were selling milk as a means of livelihood. And they were filling these bottles with milk. And so the mother tells the daughter, فَمْذُقِيهِ, that add some water to the milk, the content will be more. We get more milk that we can sell, and we get more money. The daughter says, but this is not permissible, it is haram. We will be deceiving the people by adding water to the milk. Don't you know what Amir al-Mu'mineen has instructed and commanded us, that we should not do such a thing? She says, where is Amir al-Mu'mineen now? Amir al-Mu'mineen is not here. He does not know, he won't know. Look at the reply she gives. فَإِنْ كَانَ عُمَرْ لَا يَعْرِفْ. If Umar does not know, فَإِلَاهُ عُمَرْ يَعْرِفْ. The Allah of Umar ibn Khattab, he is watching all the time. He is as-sami', he is basir. He is watching. Can we hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu became delighted when he heard this answer. The next day he sent somebody and this girl is given a proposal for the son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And from that progeny, the grandchild is Umar ibn Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, the second Umar. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu once goes to the jungle. And he has his khadim with him. And then he sees a shepherd. And he sees a shepherd with his flock of sheep. Let me just test this shepherd and see how honest he is. So he tells him, then why don't you sell me one of the sheep that you have? He says, no, I cannot. He says, okay, just give me one. I will give you some money for it. I'll make you happy. He says, no, I cannot. Why can't you? He says, it does not belong to me. This is my master's flock of sheep. I'm just working for him. It's not permissible for me to do such a thing. I'll be disloyal to my master. How could I betray him? Think of ourselves in that position when we are working for some person. We have got some job duty to do. At that time, what are we doing? At many times, are we not doing something which is contrary to the job description? Are we not sometimes deceiving? Are we sometimes not cheating? Are we sometimes not recording the sales correctly? So he says, I cannot do so. Umar ibn Khattab, please, he says, just tell your master that a wolf devoured one sheep, and that's all. And it used to happen at that time like that. My respected brothers and elders, the jawab, the answer, just two words. Wallah, if we ponder over this, reflect over it all the time, when we are put in this situation, then we will see what a beautiful solution it will be to us from our problems, and how it will help us to come out of this plight and condition if we are ever faced with it. The shepherd says, not even knowing this is Amirul Mu'mineen, he says, I may deceive my master. فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ إِذَنْ Then where is Allah? Where is Allah? Is Allah not watching? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, delighted with his answer, he goes back. It is mentioned in the books of Sirah. وَكَانَ عُمَرْ يَبْكِي He began to cry. And he began to mention these words, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ He sends his attendant the next day, go and purchase the slave from his master. Buy him his freedom. The slave is given his freedom, he is purchased. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu then addresses the slave. He says these two words, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ has bought you your freedom in this world. It has saved you, taken you out of this bondage and slavery of this master. Wallahi, I have hopes that these two words, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ will give you your freedom from the fire of Jahannam. فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ There's an incident of a man who was married very happily, and mashallah, he was going to another country doing business. His wife would accompany him until sometime it became difficult for her and she could no longer accompany him. So she remained and then he used to go. And unfortunately, he slipped, he made an error, he made a mistake, he fell in love with another woman. I'm just going to make the story very short. Finally, he secretly gets married to her. And when he comes back, after a few days, you see a wife, mashallah, they're very, very intelligent. And the wife who loves the husband, she can make out, you see, Urdu, dal mein kuch kala hai. Something fishy, something not right, something not feeling right. Husband doesn't say anything. And she just continues that, but she sends some person to go and check the next time when my husband is there. Just go and check. Investigate. And yes, this person comes back and says, yes, your husband is married to a certain woman. No problem. She doesn't say anything. Very loyal to her husband. Husband comes back. She is still very happy and she's still being kind to him. Everything. And then, after some time, this husband falls ill and he passes away. She was the only heir. No children. He had no other family members. She was the only surviving heir. So the inheritance she acquired, she took half the inheritance, whatever it was, some money, some gold coins, and she makes a bundle, and she writes a note there, and she sends the person who went and investigated that, yes, your husband is married to another woman, and she sends this money to her. Now, brothers and elders, imagine if you were in this situation. Would we ever do such a thing? I don't know about her. Nobody told me about it. My husband never mentioned he was married. So I am the rightful owner, I should take everything. But look at her consciousness of Allah. She realized Allah is watching me. She will have to stand on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all alone. She sends this bundle of money with that note. She says, my dear sister, I'm so and so. I'm the first wife. I know you're the co-wife. Our husband has passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I'm making sabr. You make sabr. And this is your rightful and lawful share of the inheritance. Respected brothers and elders, it doesn't end here. This woman, the co-wife, she sends back that money. And she writes a note, and when this wife gets a note, she says, my dear sister, Jazakallah for being so honest. But a few months ago, our husband, he had given me talaq, complete talaq out of his nikah, and I finished my iddat, etc. And I was no longer his wife when he passed away. Look at her loyalty. See, this is muraqabah. Muraqabah means consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That my Allah is watching me all the time. In my dealings also, I cannot cheat. I cannot deceive. Because Allah is watching me. In my social conduct, perhaps in the masjid, it is easy to portray a very holy conduct and behavior, and everybody looks at me. In fact, ulama have mentioned in Hilyatul Awliya, the person writes there, that إِذَا جَلَسْتَ لِلنَّاسِ, the speaker, when you are speaking, and you've got an audience before you, فَكُنْ وَاعِذًا لِقَلْبِكَ وَلِنَفْسِكَ, address yourself first. And remember that Allah is watching you. He says, why? وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ إِجْتِمَاعُهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. Don't be deceived by the large crowd that you may see in front of you. فَإِنَّهُمْ يُرَاقِبُونَ ظَاهِرَكَ. Because they are just watching your outward appearance. They're just listening to your words that you are saying. وَاللَّهُ رَقِيبٌ فِي بَاطِنِكَ. And Allah is aware of your inside. Whether you're sincere in what you're saying. Whether you are saying it so people may praise you. Whether you're doing it just for flattery. Whether you are genuinely want to implement the same thing in your life. May Allah grant it to me. Grant all of us. So all the time, رَاقِبِ اللَّهَ فِي كُلِّ نَفَسِ. Reflect, ponder that my Allah is watching me all the time. In every breath of minds, in every movement of minds, in every harakah of minds. In the books of hadith is another incident where a person sells a land. He sells a piece of land, purchases it. And after some time, he finds when he digs the land, he finds a whole jar of gold coins. So he goes back to the person and says, I only purchased the land, I didn't purchase this. This is yours. Brothers, wallah, if it was me, I say, oh, jazakallah, reward him, and I'll take that. You know, many times people put hooplang money, and they hide it. It was an incident. One youngster, mashallah, very obedient to his father. Father went overseas. You know, bichara, my father, look at this mattress, man, it's gone so old. So he sells the mattress, buys that brand new mattress. Father comes back. He says, Papa, I bought this for you. Now you can be no back pain, no backache. He said, boy, where's the other mattress? Papa, I sold it. Who you sold to? I don't know, one person I sold it. By Qiyamah took place there, because all the hooplang money was under the mattress. So this person says that, no. I sold you whatever, I sold you the land, that jar you found it is yours, you take it. They both are disputing. One is saying, I don't want it, it is yours. Other saying, no, it is yours. They go to the judge, the Qadi. Qadi looks at both of them. But if you ever get any case like this, a person goes to court, we go fight our case to get everything away from him. And take every penny out of the person. We don't show any Islamic etiquette, brotherhood, nothing. These people are fighting to give the next person. So the Qadi now looks at these people, are both adamant on both sides. What do I do? But have you got a son? Yes. Have you got a daughter? Yes. Are they marriageable age? Yes. Let's go and check. If they're both happy, get them married and then spend this money on their nikah and for themselves. And this is what they did. My respected brothers and elders, I have to keep to the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq of developing the sense of muraqabah, which means Allah consciousness in every moment of our life. فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ Where is Allah? Ponder, reflect that I am tempted towards that guna, but my Allah is watching me. جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے اذا ما خلوت الدهر فلا تقل خلوت ولكن قل علي رقيب واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.